Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
We've all heard that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And that's going to remain the fact. Right? You can say, hey, here's what's best for you, A, B, C, D, E, and maybe that person does A or B, but I can't always make someone do something. I had someone tell me the other day, they are not going to buy back their military time because they don't feel like it and it's too expensive. When I told them, no, it's not going to be too expensive and gave them a proposed dollar amount, they said, oh, that's not as bad as I thought, but I still don't feel like it. I said, well, it's going to increase your pension forever and you're very young. They didn't want to hear it. So, okay, that's totally fine, is what it is. But let me tell you a story, which I've mentioned before, but I haven't given it to you in its entirety. So I met with someone who had completed their documents and was already done and was already ready to retire. And so we had just a conversation about TSP because they didn't necessarily feel that they needed me for pension calculations or supplements, Social Security, whatever. So we're talking about that, have meeting number one, and then I schedule them for a second meeting, as I commonly do. When we came to the second meeting, it just so happened to be their proposed retirement date. It was the day they were set to retire, like their last day as an employee. And remember, you can change your mind up until the last day, up until the day of. So as we're on the Zoom call, we're talking, and I said, okay, well, listen, before we kind of make decisions on TSP, is your income sufficient to replicate what you were earning before? Oh, I don't know. I said, man, I'm really sorry. I thought you did all that. Let's double check it and do the math again. Pulled up the documents. 12 years of military to buy back. I said, this can't happen. You can't not buy 12 years back. It's going to be too expensive. No, it's not. And it's going to be worth it. We canceled their retirement that day, which would have been the day of separation, and started the buyback process of 12 years of service. Now, remember, buying back time, always worth it. Always 100% worth it outside of retirement from the military, but always worth it. And so it takes a minute, takes a while. Fast forward month and a half-ish later, maybe just a month, I get a call from one of the kids. Hey, dad's sick. Turns out he was hiding some illnesses from us and he's really, really, really bad. I said, man, I'm really sorry to hear that. I start calling to try to speed this process up. Next phone call, dad's in hospice. Holy cow. I go visit. I'm there with the family. I'm a notary. So we're having to get some stuff done, notarized. We're stamping stuff. We're getting things done. Power of attorneys, all the things. Fast forward, he passes away. But we were able to finish the military buyback after his death. They call it a post-mortem completion. And so what does that do? Well, that adds 12 years of service in that example. So instead of retiring with 30 years of service, he was retiring with 42 years of service, which increased not only what his pension would have been, but it also increased the survivor benefit for his remaining spouse. And when we did the math, he would have received another almost $1,000 a month. And so now in retirement, his spouse is receiving an extra $500 a month, extra on top of what it would have been had I just let well enough alone. Now, this is not to take credit. I believe I was the vessel of divine intervention, but that's my own belief. Because this helped this family immensely. He was also preparing to eliminate significant amounts of life insurance, almost all of it. But by remaining in service, all the life insurance stayed. And as I have sort of morbidly joked in meetings, that best time to die is in service. And he ended up passing away still in service because we never finished the retirement process. And because of this, there's actually an extra benefit, an extra immediate lump sum benefit as a portion of salary. So all the life insurance, extra benefit from being in service, and increase the survivor benefit by another $500-ish dollars a month. And we were able to still work with TSP like he was planning to do, but as inherited IRAs for kids and as alternate IRAs for his spouse. I say this just with the purpose of having meetings are 100% worth it to get other eyes on your situation. And I'm a big fan of, you know, if somebody's telling you this is absolutely the best way to go 100% and they're almost begging you to do the best thing for you, it's worth it to at least give them the benefit of the doubt and consider doing something great for yourself. There's a saying, apparently it's a Cuban saying. One of my closest friends is from Cuba. And it says the blacksmith's horse wears wooden shoes. And all that means is he's so busy shodding. Is that the word for shoeing a horse? Shodding everyone else, all the other horses' hooves with the iron or the steel or whatever it is, that he doesn't take care of himself. We don't want to be that person. You take care of yourself because, again, the first person to put an oxygen mask on the plane needs to be you handling your own stuff. So if you haven't had a meeting, I'm a big fan. At least get a checkup from the neck up. Get some other eyes on your situation to see how you are, where you are, because you never know what the incredibly positive benefit could be. Maybe not just for yourself, but for your family, your legacy, your heirs. And that was the best love letter he could have ever written to his family. And they are still living that and reaping it to this day. So again, if you haven't had a meeting, I recommend to have one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.